Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Good morning and welcome, or good afternoon to those who are on the East Coast. It is a blessing, an absolutely beautiful day again. We might have a little bit more rain again today over here in California. Not sure how it is over where you guys are, but it was nice to have a couple days of just sunshine and to dry up some of that really saturated dirt and mud that was around everywhere. And it's been so interesting. There's been a lot of, because it's been raining so much over here in California, we actually had a lot of very old and very huge oak trees that have just fallen over. It has been absolutely amazing to see all these massive trees just topple over and just fall from the roots. It's just been interesting. So it's been nice to be able to have some warm weather, but it's going to rain again. And this is good because we need it for our Mother Earth and for us to replace all the water and no longer have a drought. So let's keep positive about that and think of all the positive things that rain brings. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. What did you guys do for Valentine's Day? Did you have a wonderful day, or was your focus, which I expressed on my social media, or was your Valentine's focus on just loving yourself? You know, one thing we quite often forget to do is we forget to just focus on giving that love back to ourselves and really bringing forward that passion, that connection, that self-love, self-confidence, self-worth. And it's amazing. It's a gift in itself. When you love yourself, you realize all of a sudden people notice how amazing you are. All of a sudden people see how bright you are and your energy glows. And when that happens, you automatically attract these people who are searching for love. Now, sometimes we don't attract the right person who's searching for love, but we do attract that love, and we attract that light. And today, which makes me very happy that we're talking about it, we are talking about, can your karma be stopping you from connecting with your soulmate? Can your karma be stopping you? That's a good question. So for all of you who are listening today, take notes so you can allow yourself to get the advantage of transferring your energy, learning from the show today, and then being able to actually put it into action and doing something to change the vibration, the energy, and definitely your life so that you can connect with your soulmate if you are not already connected with your soulmate. And if you have a story to share or you have a question that you'd like to ask, don't hesitate to call. And we'll try to get your call if possible. I do have a lot to talk about today because, well, I always do. And it's just, you know, I try to give as much value as I can every time I'm here. So first things first, before I even talk about can your karma be stopping you from your soulmate, let's first help all of you understand what a soulmate is. Because I have people ask me this quite often. And to me, it's really funny because it's described different and expressed in different ways. So I'm going to explain it to you the way I know it to be true and what I believe truly is the real facts and the real truth about what a soulmate is. And it makes complete sense if you pay attention to the word soulmate. What does the word soulmate mean? First things first, a soulmate is someone who is connected with you and who has been created with you from the very beginning of time. So when you were first created, you had a soulmate which was created to be your perfect mate. Okay? So your soulmate was created at the same exact time as you were created. And you guys were created to be as one, where you guys are able to match each other. You guys are able to truly complement one another. Your vibration helps your soulmate's vibration. Your soulmate's vibration benefits your vibration. You guys really have this communication is the best way to explain it, whether it's through your eyes, whether it's through emotion, whether it's through a hand movement, whatever it may be, a smile. You'll have this communication that no one else will understand but you and your soulmate, because you guys share that same energy, because you guys were created at that one moment where you both shared that moment of creation. Soulmates, this is a good way to explain it. Soulmates are like, if, let's say you have a pair of shoes, right? Okay, so I have my great, beautiful, amazing sandals, okay? And I'm like, oh, okay, I want to wear these sandals. These are really cute. Well, I cannot wear one tennis shoe with my perfect match of my sandal. So on the left foot, I have my sandal. On the right foot, I have my tennis shoe. That's not a soulmate, right? A soulmate means a perfect match. One may be a little bit more strong. One may be a little bit more weaker, just like the right side of our body and the left side of our body has different strengths. It's the best way to explain it. It's the same way with a soulmate. One of us are a little more strong. One of us are a little bit more vulnerable in a way. And we complement one another to help to build and to create this perfect unity of strength and amazing accomplishment. So that's one example. I hope you guys all understand that. And if you don't understand, you guys don't ever hesitate. You guys can always email me and connect with me to ask me more questions about this, because there's so much to talk about. But I have so many things to express in regards towards how can your karma stop you from connecting with your soulmate. And I'm trying to explain what is a soulmate and what is karma and all these things today. But hopefully that's a good explanation so you understand about soulmates. Now, why have you not been able to connect with your true love? What do you personally feel? All of us have different lives. All of us have different circumstances. All of us have different experiences. But why do you specifically feel as though you have not been able to connect with your true love? What is stopping you? What is in the way? What is creating complications or interference? What's blocked with inside of you? Because you are the one who knows that answer. Intuitively, yes. Of course, I know this answer as well because it's what I do and it's how I help people and it's what I've done for lifetimes. But you can answer this question. Why have you not been able to connect with your true love? What interference, what blockages, what's stopping you? Does your heart feel as though it's blocked? Do you feel as though your heart is unable to truly be open? On Monday night, we were talking about soulmates. This whole month, we're talking about soulmates. And I'm doing a soulmate series and lectures over here. And when I talk about soulmates, to me, I become very passionate and very excited because it makes me so happy for people to have fulfillment and for people to have that connection. And when your heart is blocked, like I saw so many people's hearts blocked on Monday, it makes me see. It makes me realize how neglected we truly are. So does your heart feel blocked? And if it does feel blocked, why is it blocked? What part of you, think about that. What part of you is feeling blocked so that you can truly allow yourself to transfer and to get rid of those blockages so that you can be open once again? We're going to talk about this next, and this takes a short commercial.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exists within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave. But remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we are back. Does your heart feel blocked? Like we talked about before commercial, you would know how your heart feels blocked. Let me give you a little example. I was working with this client who actually had a very horrible life, and she had an extreme amount of abuse. She was neglected pretty severely by most people in her family. Her mom tried to be there for her, but she wasn't able to protect her the way she needed to because her mother wasn't very strong. And her brother abused her sexually, which was horrible. And he abused her other sister. The mother did nothing about that. She was abused sexually from her uncle. And then she was in a horrible marriage that was just devastating. Point is, she was extremely unhappy and felt like her life was all about suffering and sacrifice. And she was a wonderful, wonderful woman. She spent her life really nursing people, nursing others, helping others in the medical field, and just trying to do everything she can. So her fulfillment came from giving service to all these people and loving them and giving them inspiration. And while she did that, she felt like she was having some sort of satisfaction. She was referred to me by a friend of hers, and she became a client, and we worked on helping her to see that love is real. And she didn't believe in love. She just started laughing. She was like, ha ha, love, huh, yeah, that doesn't exist. You know, tell it to somebody else. And I told her, no, love is real. I'm telling you, I'm a living example. I have my soulmate. I know love is real. And she thought it was hilarious, and she thought it was a joke. Long story short, I helped her to get rid of the blockages that were so embedded within her. And I was intuitively able to see how she was abused, how she was molested, how she was neglected, how she was hurt, how her husband treated her, all the negative things that were going on in her life. And then she began to believe me. And she said, well, obviously, if you know all these things, you must know what you're talking about. Okay, tell me, how do you know that love is real? Like, what can you do to help me? So we talked about it. I explained to her, you know, it's not just about the work I do, even though, yes, I provide the healing and I provide the movement and the messages and the information, but you are a big part of it. By you believing that love is real, by you believing that you can open your heart once again, your soulmate can come into your life. And this was a very shy, very timid, very not confident woman. So we worked with her for a while to help to rebuild her confidence, help her get a divorce, which they're already living separate lives anyways, just finished the paperwork, helped her to do the things that were necessary so that she can start stepping forward and moving leaps forward for her own satisfaction, for her own life. And as I was working with her, and as I was doing this movement in her life, she began to look, not just feel different, she began to look different. And not only did she glow, she was thinner, she was standing taller, her complexion was just bright. She started taking care of herself. She just became so absolutely beautiful. And I don't mean like, you know, full blast makeup and the best hairdo. I'm talking about just her glow, her look. You know, it could be the most simple person in the world. It could be the most simple man, the simplest woman. And they don't have to have, you know, this exquisite outfit on, or this amazing hairdo, or this wonderful makeup job. All they have is this beautiful energy that's around them, and automatically the attraction from everyone around them just goes straight to them. People just start attracting to you. And she started noticing that. And she was sharing with me how she was ready to connect with her soulmate. And now that she's confident, now that she was happy, she wanted to connect with her soulmate. So we went forward, did what we needed to so she can connect with her soulmate, took her to where she needed to be. And she did. She was in the right location at the right time, connected with her soulmate. And it was like absolute just magic is the best way to explain it. Like a fairy tale. He just walked up to her and then he said, how could two good looking people be in the same location? And she goes, oh my gosh, you're so sweet. Or she was saying something like, oh, you're so complimentary, or something about how he was so sweet to her. And then he goes, can I get you a drink? Can I walk you over here? And it was just magic after that. And they met in the lobby at a hotel. And then they went to, you know, get to know each other and go get something to drink. And then the rest is history. The point is, if you're blocked, you can't have that miracle. You can't have that gift of being able to connect with your soulmate. And you have to think of this. Is something stopping you from opening yourself up? And this is the important part. Maybe karma may have something to do with it. And this is where a lot of people become confused, because they don't understand really truly how karma could affect our lives. There is a person who is helping me fix some issues that I'm dealing with at home right now. And he's an amazing contractor and worker and just this amazing person. And I was talking to him and he was saying, yeah, I have, you know, this that was given to me. I have this that was going to me. And I said, you know, I said, the reason why you have all these gifts that come to you is because you have really good karma. I mean, you're just a really good person. And he goes, yeah, I heard of good karma. I just thought it was good luck. And I said, there's no such thing as luck. It's either good karma or bad karma. And if we have bad karma, that karma, or if we have blocked karma, if we have interference, if we have weak karma, whatever it may be, that may have something to do with you connecting with your soulmate and stopping you from having that amazing, spectacular connection. Now, what is karma? Just in short, let me explain. Karma is energy. It's a vibration that is affected and comes to you through actions that you do. So let's say you're walking into a restaurant and you see, you know, these people coming, you know, and you hold the door open for them just a little bit longer because you're, you know, they're right behind you. So you're just sweet and you open the door for them. That's good karma. Or let's say that, you know, you see somebody coming, same scenario, and you just open the door for yourself and you don't even hand it to them. You just totally open it for yourself and run so you don't have to help them in any way, shape, or form, even by giving them the door so that they can open it for themselves. That's not so good karma. Good karma is, you know, saying thank you or you're welcome. Good karma is simply smiling at someone. Bad karma is cutting someone off, being abusive to someone, hurting someone's feelings, neglecting your own self is bad karma. Neglecting your emotions, neglecting your feelings, neglecting your passion, that's bad karma. And karma is very easy to get. negative karma and positive karma is very easy to get. So don't think that just because you've created bad karma that it's not easy to get good karma. All you have to do is change your behavior. And like I tell people all the time, treat people as you want to be treated. You know, that's the best way for you to allow yourself to receive good karma. Love people as you want to be loved. Be kind to people as you want people to be kind to you. And understand, this is something that I have to say because I had this conversation on Monday with the class a little bit. And I was talking to someone after the class, actually, and I was talking to them about this. Not everyone is intuitive. We all have an intuition which is connected to the center of our stomach, which is called your gut feeling, your intuition. And that's why they call it your sixth sense. But that's a different type of intuition. Not all of us are mind readers, though. Not all of us can read our partners, our friends, our coworkers' minds. So if you have a question, if you have something you want to ask, why are you so afraid to ask it? Why are you so afraid to express what it is that you would like to ask or something you would need to know or something you're confused about? Why are we so afraid to be expressive? Think about this. Why are we so afraid to say what we want to say? What is blocking us? What part of our soul, of our heart, of our emotions are blocked so severely? Think about that during commercial, and then we'll continue this.
Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires. The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate. If this is the kind of love that you've been searching for and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
Welcome back. Okay, so we were talking about what is karma and giving you a couple examples of how karma can be good and how karma can be really wonderful. So let's focus on starting to create good karma and learn how to identify karmic energy and how to open it. How to open that wonderful, beautiful gift that we have all been given of beautiful, karmic, positive energy. Many of us, we allow ourselves to be stuck in this. It almost feels like to me it's a feeling where we get stuck in this life where we're just following. Oh, okay, we're supposed to wake up, go to work, eat, go to sleep, wake up, go to work, eat, sleep. You know, maybe every once in a while we'll have some fun. Maybe once in a while we may have a glimpse, just a second, to be aware of what's going on around us. But every day, every moment, every second, we are supposed to live in awareness. Why? Because that's what life is about. Life is too short. I did an appointment for a new client yesterday who I was told to do her appointment. I actually wasn't even supposed to do her appointment yesterday. And I was told to do her appointment because her mother, who passed away, came to disturb me. And she was like, I need you to talk to my daughter, and I need you to help, and I need help, and I need you to talk to her. So I called my assistant, and I said, Shauna, I said, please tell so-and-so that I will do the appointment and I'll make it happen and don't worry and let them know I'm going to do the appointment because I had a message. And she goes, oh, wow, seriously, you're going to do it? And I said, absolutely. So I went to go do the appointment, and yes, it was Valentine's Day, and it was an absolute wonderful, wonderful gift and an absolute wonderful session because the lady who I was speaking to, her mom kept saying that she was her angel, and she called her angel. And I was like, you know, your mom keeps saying this message that you're her angel, and you're, you know, that she always called you angel. And she goes, oh my gosh, that's so true. I can't believe it. How do you know that? And I told her, and I explained to her a lot of details of how her mother had regret because she didn't want to harm anyone with knowing that she was sick, because this woman was very, very stubborn. So within a moment, without anyone knowing, all of a sudden, her mother was gone. And she was in the hospital, and they were like, oh, your mother's so sick, she's going to pass away in any day. And the family, the children, the grandchildren, no one was prepared. No one was prepared. It was just all of a sudden, like, what? How could that be? Point is, the mother who was speaking to me, who's passed away, was in regret and having resentment because she knows she could have changed her circumstances around. She knows she could have changed the situation around. But karmically, she was holding on to this negative energy because she was focused on being stubborn. She didn't want any help. She didn't want to allow herself to deal with any shame. Just she had a lot of issues where she thought that she had to do everything alone. And the thing that's ridiculous And I hear quite often, as many people feel that way. But do you really truly believe in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, do you really truly believe that we are born and we are created to eat, sleep, breathe, and live alone and be robotic and be like soldiers and live this life of hardness and unemotional? Absolutely not. God has given humans, mankind, a gift that can never, ever be taken away. And that's a gift of love. It is such a powerful gift. It can move mountains. It can bring people to life. It could have people even pass away. You know, if your soulmate passes away, and like, you know, older couples who, my soulmate died and then the, you know, wife dies 3 days later or whatever it is, you die from heartbreak. Love is so powerful, and we don't give it enough credit. And by allowing ourselves to be aware, by allowing ourselves to recognize the gifts that are around us, we start living life the way it was meant to live. And what are we talking about today? What is our subject today? Can our karma be stopping us from our soulmate? From having that connection, from having that love relationship, from having that wonderful, amazing unity. All of us deserve to have passion. All of us were created to have passion. You know, I was actually going to be a nun. So it's actually really interesting that I'm married and have four children, because I actually used to live in a convent. And I was going to be a nun because I was like, well, I communicate with guardian angels. I communicate with, you know, people who passed away. Obviously, that means I must need to live in a church. And my mother was always telling me that I was very evil. I'm satanic. I'm just, you know, horrible person. So I was inspired by changing this vision of being so negative and so bad and so horrible. By living, eating, sleeping, breathing in the church, I will become holy, because my mother is convincing me, like we are all convinced by mankind, that we are here to be struggling, suffering, you know, whether we're here to be tortured, whether we're here to be neglected, whatever, you know, we're told by, whether it's our parents, our friends, our coworkers, relationships, whoever it may have been who has hurt you. And when I lived in the convent, I realized that it was Father Philip. It was actually an amazing, very spiritual man, not a religious man. He's the one who taught me about the shaman ways of the Hopi tribe. He's the one who introduced me to many different methods and ways of spirituality, not religion. Long story short, as I lived there and as I sat there and prayed and had these relationships, these communications and connections with Mother Mary, with Jesus, with angels, with people who passed away, I would sit there and have these communications and say, well, am I supposed to? Because Father Philip would tell me, you know, you need to leave the church. You need to go find your soulmate. You need to go. So I would have these conversations and I would say to the spirits and to the angels, well, why are we here? Are we supposed to sacrifice our lives for love? Are we supposed to live and live our lives to benefit others? And I was always told that life is never meant to be lived alone. Even Jesus said, even Abraham said, I mean, so many people have said, the hugest shamans, it doesn't matter who it was, has said, life is meant to be shared with someone. All the apostles, Peter, Paul, John, all of them had partners. We are all meant to have someone to love, to be in unity with. And who is a person that you want to be with? Who's the person you want to go to sleep looking at? Who's the person you want to wake up looking at or dream of when you're sleeping? Bring forward your awareness. Help yourself to get rid of the things that are creating the negativity and the blockages. What part of your karma is stopping you from your soulmate? Karma may have something to do with the reason why you're not with your soulmate. Isn't that interesting? Does your heart feel as though it's blocked? I talk about these things and I repeat things because I'm trying to get a message to all of you so that you can make a transformation, so that you can become awakened, so you can become aware, and I get to hear wonderful sharing stories of how you've connected with your soulmate, of how you've changed your karma, and you are now aware and celebrating life, like life is meant to be celebrated. Life is about celebration. Life is about happiness. Yes, we have things that cause complications. We always have challenges. We'll always have good and bad days. But at the end of the day, you're still alive. And when you wake up in the morning, it's another chance to be able to change everything all over again and start a brand new beginning if you want. And for those who don't believe that, please continue listening and continue learning, because I promise you, eventually you'll become awakened and things will start to turn. You'll realize, okay, take a quick break and then I'll talk to you guys about how to heal.
Your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal.
Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, and welcome back. Okay, so let's talk about healing. This is the most important part of the show, obviously, because the healing part is so significant. And this is where you'll see transformation. This is where you'll see things to start change in your life on a huge level. So we're talking about, can your karma be stopping you from connecting with your soulmate? I explained what is a soulmate. It's your other half. It's your perfect, perfect, amazing half. We talked about if you feel like your heart is blocked, and if your heart is blocked, what are you doing about it? And how did it become blocked? That's something I'd like you to journal, something I'd like you to write down so that you can focus on unblocking this, okay? Maybe it has something to do with karma. Maybe it's because of something you've done. Maybe you've hurt people. Maybe you were just a bully and you've created negative karma and you're getting that, you know, payback for all the negative that you've done. Learn to identify karmic energy and how to open it, how to connect with it. There's this one person that I worked with before, and she thought her life was amazing and perfect. And she was like, oh, well, I have really good karma, and I do everything great, and I'm in this wonderful relationship with my husband. She was so funny. Everything's going great in my life, and I'm never going to have kids because he has three kids from three different women, and, you know, I help him pay $10,000 a month on child support. I'm like, you pay his child support of $10,000 a month? Well, yeah, because he doesn't have a job, and he's just, you know, really sweet, and I just figured at least I have someone, and it's about time that I'm, you know, settling down, so I just married him. I'm like, so you just got married, settled down, and you're with someone paying his child support of three children to three different women? Yeah. I'm like, that doesn't sound like love. I'm like, why are you really here? Oh, I just want to know, how can I make my career more successful? I'm like, what is really bothering you? What upsets you? Where do you feel like you're blocked? Oh, I just want to make more money. I'm actually doing really great. You know, I'm very, very happy. But I never, ever want to have kids. Like, okay. Like, do you ever look at yourself in the mirror and really tell yourself, what do I want? Who am I? What do I feel? And she goes, well, no, I really am happy. I'm in a great relationship. And she kept repeating it. And then I finally sat there and said, okay, stop talking. Let's talk for a moment. And I talked to her about what her guardian angel, which was very clear and very, very blunt when I spoke to her. Her guardian angel was telling me how she was not happy and how she was really over-exaggerating her happiness to try to convince herself, which is what most of us do. Most of us convince ourselves that we're happy. My own daughter did that. She was in an extremely abusive relationship, very abusive. He cheated on her. He became pregnant with another woman. He was abusive to her. He was drug addict. I mean, he was just, you know, the best of the best. That's sarcasm. And she made excuse after excuse, pretended and pretended and pretended everything was great. And why she did that was because we make up these stories, just like this client of mine, that we're okay because we want to be okay. Because we want to believe that everything is going to be all right. Instead of us looking and being aware of what's really going on, we hide from the truth. We neglect the truth. Long story short, I helped her, did the things that I needed to do in her life, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, and helped her to become aware. We went on a retreat. We did some healing work. And she connected with her soulmate. And now she has two amazingly beautiful children, a husband who adores her to the fullest. And she is happy. She's wonderful. Why is it so hard for all of us to truly allow happiness to come into our lives? And that's why healing is a must. Healing our broken hearts, healing our lack of faith, healing our past experiences so that we can trust again, so we can have faith again, so we can believe again, so we know that love is real. Healing is something that is so necessary. And to all of you, I say, practice what I am expressing to you. Practice this. It'll be so, you will receive such absolute value if you follow my advice. Meditation is one of the most powerful, most amazing, most magical things a person can do is meditation. Truly allowing yourself to meditate and getting rid of the blockages, the stress, the burden. Inhaling positive through your nose, exhaling negative through your mouth, letting go of whatever it is that's causing interference in your space, helping yourself to be filled with self-love, self-confidence, self-worth. You deserve everything. You deserve all of it. There are people who fight to get to the top and that do it very ruthlessly. And it's very interesting. There's a client who I've worked with that has expressed to me how many people she slept with to get to where she is. And I'm like, wow, okay, and how does that make you feel? Well, it makes me feel proud because, you know, look where I am now. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you use these men, the men used you, so you can get to the top. Well, yeah, that's the way it is. You know, it's just the reality. And I just sat there and I just was like, oh, Father God. And I put my head down. I put my hands in prayer. And I said, so-and-so, let me help you understand what it means to have happiness. Happiness is not about getting to the top so that you can allow yourself to have more power and to have more control over others. Happiness, or more money in your bank account so you can buy more things that you don't need. Happiness is all about sharing love, sharing a moment, sharing a cup of coffee, sharing a walk, sharing a scent of a beautiful flower with someone you love. Sharing a moment of looking at each other in love. Life is about passion. Life is about being aware. I cannot express this enough. And most of us don't know how to be in awareness because it hurts too much. It hurts to look at how we have been neglected. It hurts to see the things that we've done to get to where we are today. It hurts to realize how alone we may be. But we can change that. Just because negative things have happened, does not mean that happiness and harmony and passion and love and smiling in the future is out of sight. All we have to do, like we're willing to work to sleep with these people to get to the top like this client. All we have to do is work hard at healing. People don't put effort towards changing our vibration. People don't put effort towards changing our lives because we are afraid of the pain that has been from our past. We don't want to look in the mirror and see the damage. We don't want to focus on forgiving the past because it's too much pain. But if we're willing to deal with the pain of suffering in all these other ways, why are we not willing to forgive and heal from the pain from the past? Heal the wounds and forgive those who have hurt you. And I promise you, by creating good karma, open the door for a stranger, maybe buy a coffee for a homeless person or a bottle of water or a beautiful sandwich or something. Do good deeds. change the vibration and see how your heart will begin to grow. And see how your aura will begin to be bright. And see how your smile will just become continuously shown to the world. Instead of frowning or looking down when you walk on the street or at the park or going down the hall to the next room in your office or whatever it may be, you will look up and stand tall. Be in confidence and love yourself. Healing is a must. And I'd love to hear from all of you. I'd love to hear your opinion of what you guys think of the show and how you guys are changing. Please call me or connect with me, and I look forward to your messages. God bless all of you. This is Sammy Adams. You can connect with me at my website, www.asksammyadams.com. God bless. Bye-bye.